TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Brought to you by Olodo Nation.
Did you hear that?
Happy New Month! Welcome to another exciting episode of TGIF on FYI with me, Chantel Essay. It's officially the first episode in the month of February.
It's TGIF!
On FYI.
Today in history. The first modern public toilet opened in London at 95 Fleet Street next to the Society of Arts. The toilets were exclusively for men, however, a public toilet for ladies was opened just over a week later on the 11th of February at 51 Bedford Street, which was a mile away. Although public places for doing one's business had existed before then, they were often simple and generally unhygienic facilities. This changed in the 19th century with the advent of the water closet. These flushable toilets were popularized following the installation of George Jennings' Monkey Closet at the Great Exhibition in 1851. The cost of using this public toilet was one penny, hence the famous phrase, to spend a penny. It remained this price for over 100 years.
Great news! FYI with Chantel Essay is now available on all podcast platforms. That's right, you can now listen to all our episodes on all podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. We look forward to hearing from you. FYI with Chantel Essay is proudly brought to you by Olodo Nation.
Now for the fun fact. Did you know that you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from more than 2 miles away? Did you also know that about 700 grapes go into one bottle of wine? Well, now you know.
It's TGIF!
On FYI.
Events happening this weekend. National Wear Red Day takes place on February 2nd, 2024. National Wear Red Day is a day in February when many people wear red to show their support for the awareness of heart disease. It occurs in America on the first Friday in February each year where people wear red. Designed to warn women of their number one health threat, the Heart Truth, a campaign created and introduced the red dress as the national symbol for women and heart disease awareness in 2002 to deliver an urgent wake-up call to American women, initiate public walks to spread the awareness of heart disease.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Seth Sabon is celebrated on Saturday, the 3rd of February. Seth Sabon, also called Bean Throwing Festival or Bean Throwing Ceremony, is the day before the beginning of spring in Japan. It's celebrated yearly on February 3rd as part of the Spring Festival. Spring Seth Sabon can be and was previously thought of as a sort of New Year's Eve, and so was accompanied by a special ritual to cleanse away all the evil of the former year and drive away disease-bringing evil spirits for the year to come. So if you're Japanese or you live in Japan, this holiday is definitely for you.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
On Sunday, the 4th of February, World Cancer Day is observed to raise awareness of cancer and to encourage its prevention, detection, and treatment. This Health Awareness Day is led by the Union for International Cancer Control, a global consortium of more than 470 cancer-fighting organizations in over 120 countries. It takes place annually on the 4th of February and targets the public through global communications and encourages policymakers and UICC member organizations to make cancer a political priority. Let's create awareness on World Cancer Day.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank a Mailman Day is also celebrated on Sunday, the 4th of February. The day is your chance to say thank you to the person who delivers your mail. On Thank a Mailman Day, it's all about the mailman and not what he has got for us. A mailman is on the move on nearly every day of the year and on any kind of place and delivers the post in time and is also dependable. That deserves sincere thanks, especially as they do this no matter the weather. So, if you visit a post office on Thank a Mailman Day, you can express your thanks there with maybe a special postcard.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
And that concludes today's episode of TGIF on FYI with me, Chantel Essay. I definitely will be seeing you in the next episode. Bye!